the value of it is deteriorating as far as you know. There's no way of getting out there. That bridge up there, but not using it. The Valentine Highway, the I-10, that truck rolled over into the bridge.
When did they build this bridge?
About 10 years ago.
Is that all? You mean the bridge up there was the only one to get across?
Yes, yes.
Up there, yes.
And then the ferry, they had a ferry boat here, man was over there. The steps were going over there, and back and forth. As I tell you, we've been down here on this corner 40 years, and there's a lot of things happened in 40 years.
Okay. You mentioned the Spanish section. That was where all the Spanish people lived?
Yeah.
Was there another section where, say, other ethnic groups or classes of people would live?
No, we never did have. You see, you had a Spanish thing here. France got Louisiana from Spain.
Yes, I know.
All right. So, they weren't Frenchmen all over Louisiana, because Louisiana goes all the way up to Canada, all the way up. So there's only a small section of the Spanish people there. And these Frenchmen that come in here, prior to the Standard Oil coming in here.
Yes.
I never saw a Frenchman. You never heard anybody speaking French around. So the Frenchmen, the Standard Oil coming in, all these coonasses coming in here. Boudreaux and Guidreaux and Arsenault and got those things. Well, when you take the names, you had Williams, you had Buffington, you had Saint Peter, you had Laycox, you had Sterling, you had Dardis. You see what I'm talking about? That's the kind of names you had. Then you didn't have these other kind of names. They were all more or less English people.
Okay. What about neighborhoods where these people would have their own shopping districts, or the Spanish? Would there be something like that?
Not different.
Okay. Where did all the rich people live?
Didn't have.
You did? I mean, you didn't have any of these neighborhoods where all the rich folks live, or?
No, everybody, you take, as I told you, there were no rich people here. For instance, my people, for instance, the Burris, for instance, the Laycock, Jack Laycock, they went broke. He took bankruptcy. But he later paid off every debt, every dime he owed. He was an attorney. His father was an attorney. These people were on the ass. They didn't have anything. They all come rich because they had 300 acres, 1,000 acres, or 500 acres of land. It wasn't worth a damn. But when it become $5,000 an acre, that was different, wasn't it? Well, that's the way it was. Houses you talking about are just ordinary people. They might have been. I don't expect that there was five automobiles in Baton Rouge. Nobody had anything. Today, I told you that 40 years ago, 50 years ago, I doubt if there was 1 millionaire in town. Today, there's 500.
Where they live?
All over.
Where just the regular folks?
These boys right here. How much do you think that damn place over there is worth? That daddy come here, I heard him say out of his own mouth that he was afraid to put a nickel in his pocket because he'd pass by a candy place and pay it, spend it, and he couldn't afford it. How much do you think that thing is worth today?